God will do us good in the name of Jesus. Father, we are asking and we are asking that we will not continue to be hearers of your word alone. Make us to be doers of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we have sung, O Lord, on the last day, only the true believers shall be raptured. Father, may we be one among the true believers in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I disappear that you may appear. I have no word of my own. I'm depending on you. We have come to meet with you. I want you to speak to me also, Father Lord. That word that you have prepared for us, O God, begin to release it unto our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for understanding, O Lord. We pray, O God, your word will make meaning to our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause your word to become life. Cause your word to become light in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we commit everyone that is still on their way coming here. Father, bring them down safely in the name of Jesus. The devil will not cheat anyone that you are destined to bless this evening by making them to stay back in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, at the end of today's studies, O God, we shall have cause to glorify your name because you're about to do something special in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. As we deliberate together, Lord, give us more wisdom, give us more insight to your word. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Let's have our seats, please. The topic we'll be discussing this evening is the end time. The end time. What is the end time? We are going to be, everyone will participate. I'm not the only one that will be talking. What is end time? In my own way, I said that end time is a time when world events will reach a final climax. I want to hear from other people, please. Can two people give us a different meaning of end time? Please, you help me by being fast so that I won't go beyond time. Praise the Lord, God of all. Did everybody hear him? Did we all hear what you said? You're going to say it again.
I say end times is the short time before Christ Jesus comes to take the saved and his children to heaven.
Praise the Lord. Another one. I'm a pastor.
End time. Okay. It's a composition of two words, end and time. So as we all know that we all have this world that we are in is, you know, we have a time. The time that everyone starts, the time that everyone will end. So it means that the end of the time of everyone depends. Jesus Christ can come for anyone. But actually, it's actually like that chairman said, let me know. That
praise the Lord. We are all correct. No one has failed. Praise the Lord. We're going to be considering the book of Matthew chapter 24 from verse 1 to 44, but I'm not going to read all of them at a stretch. We have given the definition of end time. I have a question here. What are the signs of end time? What are the signs of end time? Can we discern the signs of end times in our today? If yes, then what are they? Let's discuss them.
I think the Bible tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's a sign of end time, right? That there will be rumors of war. Another person. Please now, so that we'll finish.
Praise
this
the Lord.
I'm begging.
The air time, sign of the air time is like Bible said that there were, I mean, worship as a rumors of war, and to add to that, there will be fighting, and those are the part of the war, and the rebellious, like in children be rebellious against their parents and stuff like that.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Any other person?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So like as everyone has said, war, famine, earthquake, deterioration of people's attitude and behavior. I think I mentioned four.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, men will be lovers of themselves. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Any other person? The last person.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another one that people would not have interest in the things of God. They will be carried away. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The question, one of the questions that I asked was, can we discern the times? Can we discern end time in our today life? I want us to read, open our Bibles to the book of Matthew, first of all. Matthew chapter 16. Let's quickly read from verse 1 to 3 and see what it says concerning that. It says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And where I'm going is actually verse 3. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Praise the Lord. With all that is happening in the world today, we don't need to, no one can deceive us that end time, we are not in end times, because the signs are everywhere. The signs are everywhere. What the Bible says is coming to pass on a daily basis. And the question again that I want to ask is, when shall this end come? When shall the end come? Shall this end take us on our ways? Is it possible that it will take us on our ways? I want us to go to Matthew chapter 24 now. We'll read from verse 1. Praise the Lord. Does anyone want to read, or can I read? Okay. From verse 1.
Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear that? What was he talking about? At what time will this come to pass? At what time was Jesus talking about? That you see all these things, verily I say unto you, they shall not be left here, one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. Jesus was talking about the end time. Let's continue, my sister.
Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Please hold on. Do you see what Jesus said? That we should not allow anyone to deceive us. In spite of the wars and everything that is happening, we are seeing that people are already deceiving, that we should take heed that no one deceives us. That all these things we will hear of, say, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Don't be troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So that means more will still come. Praise the Lord. Continue, my sister.
For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Amen.
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh will be saved.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That means we haven't seen anything yet. And that place, he said, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. We thank God that God had decided that those days would be shortened. If not, everybody will be swept. Because by the time the heat is too much, people will begin to say, I'm not doing it again. But the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Will the coming of the Son of Man be? For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please stop there for a while. I just want us to look at verse 27. It says, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall all the coming of the Son of Man be. So shall the coming of the Lord of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. He said, and then verse 29 said, immediately after the tribulations, I want us to note that, immediately after the tribulations of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign, and then, I'm repeating it, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. That is when we have arrived there. Can you imagine what will happen when this begins to happen? Can you imagine if you are sitting here and we just see that the moon becomes dark and does not give light anymore? All of a sudden, afternoon is night. Night is night. Nobody can see anything. And there's a shaking. Everywhere is shaking. It's going to be something terrible. But we glorify the name of the Lord.
Mentioned that a time will come that the sun as well would not
to understand that, that means the earth will be frozen. Because they were even talking about, I think it's on the NASA website, they said the sun is already burning. Yeah, something
brother,
is burning.
You have time to contribute.
Let me I just wanted to add that.
Let me just round up. After everybody will have time to contribute, let me just round up. I don't have too much things to say anymore. My sister, quickly read from 32 to the end.
Now, learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister. God bless you. You see, no matter what the people are saying, no matter what signs we are seeing, we cannot conclude that Jesus is coming tomorrow. We cannot. Because we don't know the day. We don't know when he's coming. He's the only one. He's the only God that knows when the coming of Jesus will be. So people are, the scientists can say whatever they want to say. That is their own. All we have to do as Christians is we should be ready. Because we don't know when it will happen. Verse 41 says, two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. We have to watch, for we don't know which hour that the Lord will come. So we really need to watch. I just want to run down. Already, that portion that we have read has told us everything, the signs of the end time. That's why I took time to read everything. Now, the thing that brought out, I just said that these are some signs, you know, of end time. Increase in learning. Learning, widespread of learning, so great learning, according to Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. And the Bible said, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Praise the Lord. And then, even though, you know, knowledge shall increase, there shall be great learning, but yet knowledge shall be limited. Ever learning, but never getting to know the truth. Let's see what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7 says. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7.
Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
I just wanted us to read. I already said it. We are learning every day we come up. We are not taking it in. We are not practicing it. That's why we cannot stop praying that prayer. Father, as we learn, help us to do what you are teaching us. Not only coming to hear the word of God, but not practicing it. The Lord will help us. There's so much knowledge, so much wisdom, so much, you know, it's everything is there. The internet, the whatever, that is teaching, making broad knowledge. Everyone, even children that are born, that are just beginning to talk, they know so much, and yet they are not getting the truth. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. It talks about increase in wickedness, increase of wickedness and wars and natural disasters. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 and 13. Wickedness is on increase. Look at the way a fellow man will slaughter another man. Can you imagine a human being that blood is flowing in his vein, will go to a pregnant woman with a child in her stomach and just pierce with a dagger and bring out the child. How do you see that? Is it not great wickedness? Is it not great wickedness? This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We are in the last days. We are in the last days. Verse 13, my brother. Verse 13 also. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. No matter what prayer you pray, evil is still on the increase. Killing, slaughtering, especially back home and everywhere. It's not only back home, it's happening everywhere. Wickedness is at the increase. And then we read, as we read in Matthew 24:6, verse 37 to 38, it's talked about the same thing too. And let's just look at what Luke chapter 21, verse 25b says. Just still to buttress that point. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Says, and there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, and perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Too much trouble, turbulence, confusion. My sister, my brother was trying to talk about signs in the sun and the moon. You will have time to talk about it. These are signs of end time. Praise the Lord. Another thing that is happening during end time is a great falling away from faith. People are falling away from the faith. You know, pastors resigning. They don't want to be pastors anymore. Things are happening. You know, we can see that. We can read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. But I want us to read from verse 1 and 3, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1 to 3. He said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So that means many are still going to fall away. This one we are seeing is just nothing. Many will still fall away. Because many will fall away, and then that man of perdition will be revealed. Until that man is revealed, the end is not coming. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. It talks about iniquity. Iniquity shall abound. Love of many shall wax cold. We have read that. There shall be increase in persecution of true Christians. True Christians are being persecuted. You can see. True Christians are back home. Killing pastors, killing, pulling down churches. They want to do everything to stop the gospel. They want to do everything to stop the Christians from serving God. They are trying to introduce what should not be. I mean, these are clearly signs of end time. May the Lord help us to be wise in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to read Luke chapter 21, verse 16 and 17. Luke 21, 16 and 17. Said, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and king's folks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Verse 17. Okay, you join it together. Sorry, I've seen it. Praise the Lord. You know how painful it can be when your own parents will betray you. Any other person betrays you, it won't be painful. Like your own brethren, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, your nephew, your niece. It's happening. Is it not happening now? It's happening. Sisters are selling out their own sisters. Brothers, the same thing. Killing them in order that they will claim what they have. May the Lord open our understanding in the name of Jesus. By now, we shouldn't be walking like blind people anymore. We should be striving at, getting prepared, because anytime the trumpet will sound. And those of us that have been coming here every day, we are here. God forbid that we should be left behind. And the devil will laugh. So upon all those words, so you are here too. God forbid. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. When all these things, signs are fulfilled, that means that the coming of Christ is near. According to what we read in Matthew 24:33. Luke 21:28 says, when this thing begins to come to pass, then our salvation is near. I want us to talk about that point. How is our salvation near? All the perilous time, the wahala, all the things that we are passing through. So when they are happening, we should know that our salvation is near. How? I want us to open our books, our Bible, to the book of Acts. Before we contribute, Acts chapter 2, we'll read from verse 17 to 21. Acts chapter 2, 17 to 21. And it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness, and the moon into blood, death before the great and notable day of the Lord come. 21 and the last. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Rafemi, please go back to verse 17. That is our assurance. That is our hope. We are not hopeless. In the midst of all of this, in the midst of all these trials and temptation, killing, hatred, and everything, look at what God has said, promised us. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. What are all these things? Revelations. Telling you the secret things that we ought to know that the world will not know. Showing us the way to be separate, to be saved. How we can be preserved for the coming of the Lord Jesus. So it's not as if we don't have hope. Yes, there's tribulation. But there's a way for us. There's a way out. We only miss it when we don't believe in Him. When we don't trust Him. When we don't hold on to Him. If tribulation makes you to throw in the towel and think that God is no longer there, then you miss it. The Lord will give us grace in the mighty name of Jesus. All we have to do is to prepare. And with all the promises of God and the grace of God that is sufficient for us, we can make it. May God help us in Jesus' name. Contribution, please.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's so sad that the devil really is waging a war. And the sad thing is that even those in the household of faith, if you look at it, look at the general body of Christ. Even look at us, even in this church, right? We pray every morning 6 times a week. We pray like 2 times a week. In the evening. So we pray morning, we pray evening. You know, we have Tuesday, we have Thursday, we have, you know, service on Sundays, we have so many things. Even when you are listening to messages, the church of God is getting distracted. If you look at all these things, look at what our focus is most of the time. It's always about things that will make our lives here on earth easier. The church has stopped preaching the message of the end time. A lot of our prayer points, a lot of our messages, a lot of what is going on in the church is always about what we want. Even when we preach about faith, when we preach about hope, when we preach about all these things, it's always geared towards do this, have faith, be holy so that God can bless you. Most of what we pray about, most of what we talk about is always about God blessing us and doing something. Always about what we are going to. It's always running, helter-skelter about how we are going to satisfy our bellies, how we are going to satisfy our pocket, about our finances, about our career. We have stopped really, really praying and preparing for the end time. And the thing is that, you know, in this life, if we look at our secular life, anything that we are going to do, we prepare for it. We prepare for it, but we have stopped preparing. It's like we just live our lives, forgetting that true, there really is a heaven and a hell. Like, there's a heaven and a hell. And you are going to end up in one of those places. What are you doing every day to prepare yourself? Like, let's just ask ourselves that question. What are you doing? What did you do today? Think about your day today. Think about your day yesterday. Think about even your plans for tomorrow. Where does rapture, where does the end time, where does where you are going to spend eternity, where does that come in? It mostly doesn't. If you sit down and really think about it, what did you think about yesterday? What did you pray about yesterday? Oh, God, help me, help my children, do this, do that. That is it. We have stopped preparing ourselves, and the church is also guilty. And that is part of the plan of the enemy. The enemy has distracted us so much where we have gradually started becoming, you know, I heard about this thing called three different kinds of Christians. There's a 12 o'clock Christian, 6:30 Christian, and 6 o'clock Christian. So 12 o'clock Christian, you know, both hands are facing to heaven. The big hand and the small hand. Everybody's looking towards heaven. So they're just about God. Six o'clock Christian, they are mostly focused on God. But, you know how like when the long hand is there, the short hand, you know, you are looking at earth as per how you are living. And then most of us are 6:30 Christians, where all your focus is about how you are going to live on this earth. And I think this is a message that we need to keep on hearing more and more and more and more, especially for us and for our children that are coming forward. Let us not teach them, or let them not become accustomed to the fact that Christianity is all about what you are going to get from God and how about you are going to live a good life, and not about making heaven. Praise May God Lord. Help us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says that men shall become lovers of themselves than lovers of God. And the devil is on a rampage. He's not joking at all, because he wants to recruit enough. You know, he's fighting the last fight. So we have to be very careful. We have to just depend on God. God will help us in Jesus' name. Another person. Please, two minutes so that...
Praise
2 minutes
Lord.
Is even too much. Please, let's just summarize it so that everybody can...
Somebody around. Sent me something that I saw recently that just shows that the end times are at hand. There's a company in Sweden now where if you want, they will embed your credit card and all your information and put it under your skin so that you don't have to carry a card. All you have to do is just do your hand like this. That's how this thing starts. Praise the Lord.
That's the knowledge that is increasing. Unnecessary knowledge. Please, let's contribute now. I will call names.
Praise the Lord.
We are all loaded. Let's share so that we can all benefit.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to with everything that you have said now. And what's the, it happened that, thank you for God. It happens that 2 weeks, we're talking about this. I think she had read the devotion or heard something on the, and we're just talking about it that, end time is actually real. And one day, every one of us will go. But the fact of the matter is, how well are we prepared for that place that we say we are going? Most of us, we just mouth talk it. We are not actually doing what is needed for us to actually make this heaven. I was listening to that the GO had a program this morning in Maryland. I think it was a Bible study, and I was amazed. They ran it live, and it was on Instagram. I was amazed at the number of people that were in attendance. Not because of that, and the prayer point he raised, he said that we should pray that God would not abandon us. Because you could see in there, you could count the seats that said, in America, that the GO come and the place is not few. It was a small, like half of this church. It was that half of this church? And these seats were not even filled up. And you could see that the man was just saying, ah, we are missing it. The things that are important, the things that are not important have taken our mind. And that is what the devil is doing, man. All these things, accusation about pastors and people getting carried away with what is not important. Fighting for pastor, are fighting against pastors that are not doing it. And whereas they're not even looking at themselves. They are fighting for men of God, women of God that are not even looking at themselves and watching themselves that you are, if God should call you, can you yourself that is crucifying the man of God or woman of God, can you yourself enter the heaven that you are trying to correct that person of? So it's a daily prayer that we need to pray, and also to consciously know that we need to walk towards this heaven that we say we are going, because of a shorty are we actually walking towards it.
Praise the Lord. The sad part of it is that we just think that we are right, others are not. You just say, oh, I'm self-righteous, other people, you're looking at another person, but you're not looking at yourself. So it concerns everybody. The Lord will help us to begin to seek his salvation and try to live right and be prepared for the rapture, because it will come. God is no respecter of man. There's nothing like passing the back door or being superior to somebody. No. God will help us in Jesus' name. Please, more contribution.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think many believers should watch out for is self-centeredness, selfishness. Because that will destroy a lot of believers. In the Bible, he doesn't like for a second someone who is proud. So if you don't humble yourself, you cannot even prepare yourself for this. For all that we have read today, again, what Femi was talking about is just to confirm exactly what the science said. Bible talked about it in that Matthew 29. I showed it to my brother now. There are two elements burning in the sun, hydrogen and helium. At a stage, they will be done. And the science mentioned that the sun will be darkened. It will fall. And once those things are gone, the whole earth will be frozen. Don't you know that that's really buttress what the Bible is saying. But you see, many people will think that tribulation is here. Tribulation is not here yet, though. All you are just seeing now is just what they call preamble. How do they call that thing? You're just seeing free. You have not seen the real. Really, a lot of things that will happen during the tribulation, many people, because they say after tribulation, then the sun will darken. So the tribulation is not here yet. What we are seeing now, this one, I could see some people talking about, oh, Trump with this, Trump with that. This is not tribulation. You see what is going on in Nigeria? Is that tribulation? No. But you see, just like what we read, people are lover of self, selfishness. I will kill a lot of people. Selfishness. I don't, it's my own something. I don't want to be, And that gives a lot of problem. Causes a lot of problem, even in the household of faith. What we have to do as believers is that we need to watch ourselves and humble ourselves. Because that's what can start it. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me know.
Praise the Lord. When the Bible in Matthew 24, from verse 7, it talks about nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. So there shall be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes, and all of that. Verse 8 said, and all these are the beginning of sorrow. It's the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations. And then verse 10, he says, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Everybody is concerned. God will help us in Jesus' name. Please give out my
praise and Lord. I just want to add a little bit to what we have said so far. The Bible said that where your treasure is, that is where your mind will be as well too. We come to church every day. We hear the word of God. By the grace of God, some of us have been a Christian for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. But how much do we really see ourselves that we actually treasure heaven? That we really, do we really consider our time being in the church as a treasure, as an investment? Like Daniel, the one in the Bible that was building and they told them to come down and say, Nehemiah, we see the book of Nehemiah anyway. So he told them that, I have gone so far, I cannot come down to reason with you. How much have we seen ourselves by the grace of God, that upon the grace of God upon our life, over this year that we have been in the faith, that we can see that by the grace of God, we are invest a little bit of our effort in the kingdom of God. That become our treasure, that we can give up any other thing and hold on to that treasure. And hold on to that. But most of the time, we don't even remember that. We always consider the things of this, like what Fukazi have said. Our focus is what is the present, what we can see, what we are seeing, the physical thing, the thing that very obvious before us. We've forgotten about the thing that invisible, the treasure, the most important one. And Jesus told Mary that the most important thing your sister have asked for it. Just like us, we are not really seeking the most important thing of our life. We like concentrate on our day-to-day reward or our day-to-day pressure, our day-to-day praises for men or for the society. And we forgot the most important. I just pray that God will help us, that we will treasure heaven more than any other thing. It is when you treasure something so much, you will do all whatever you can to protect it. When you treasure something so much, it will be very hard for someone else to convince you to give it up. Because like you are invest your time into it, you know what in and out of it, so you don't want to give it out. You will be very hard for someone to deceive you.
Amen.
God will help us to really know our value as Christian in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mr. Otega, 1 minute. Mommy Pastor, 1 minute.
Praise the Lord. My contribution is that without
1 minute.
Without the help of God, we can't do it. In this Christian race, if we depend on our strength, we will fail. We need the strength and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mommy Pastor, 1 minute.
My question is that I know we've been talking about this end time. I believe that the end time we're talking about is the generic end time. Can there be an individual end time?
Who wants to answer? Everybody knows the answer. Let's start to speak for us.
When I believe that when Jesus Christ is talking about end time, there's a specific end time that he's talking about. But you as an individual, and there's specific people that are going to be alive when that end time comes. But once you die, because the end time and rapture are not the same thing, right? The end. So when you die, it's over for you. But the end time in general is talking about a specific time period. Praise the Lord.
Does another person want to give the answer? Give that to you.
Praise the Lord.
Repeat that 1 minute.
Yes.
You have spoken
like before. What he said, end time is like the general word for when the whole world will actually end. But for individual, the difference is that once the Bible says that there is no repentance in the grave. So for those that are still alive, they still have opportunity to repent. But for those that maybe perversion they passed away, they will still be waiting for the airtime in the grave. But yeah, they cannot repent and make any changes again.
Praise
Praise the Lord. So that means once you die, your end time has come. Are you speaking? Daddy is the last person. My brother, are you contributing? Give it to Daddy. That is the last person, please.
Sir? Are you rounding up?
Yes, sir.
It is well in Jesus' name. Well, end time, when Christ talks about end time, he's talking about his coming. Okay. Whatever that signifies is his coming back. Okay. So whether you end halfway or you stay, everybody will still be part of it. Either to rapture, for glory, or for condemnation. It is well in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want to encourage us. The first thing is that this race is an individual race. This race is an individual race. Jesus was given a parable. And he said, two women be grinding, one be good, the other one is left. Two people will be in the farm, one can go, the other one is left. Husband and wife, one can go, the other is left. And that is why Apostle Paul was trying to fortress it, and it says that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. A lot of people just talk of fear. They don't ask what kind of fear and whose fear. Because the fear of God. So it is an individual race. And I want to encourage us at this time for us to take gaze from any other thing, either from church, from individuals, from leaders, from whoever. If you don't do that, you will be distracted. So many things you see can discourage you, and it will not be an excuse at the end. There are so many things that are happening that must necessarily happen because they have been written and you can't change it. So it is our own responsibility to say, I will not allow myself to be distracted, irrespective of what you say. And the good thing is that none of us has any excuse, because you cannot claim word of God with you. You cannot claim you don't have this Bible. You do not need anybody. Don't wait for anybody to tell you what you can go into this word of God and read and find out yourself. That's why the Holy Spirit is always there to deal with individual, give revelation to individual. As you make yourself available, God is prepared to reveal himself to you more and more and more and more. It is part of the devil's ministry to create distraction. He does it. The major ministry we know, the three. But there are many strategies that he's putting in place to fulfill those three set of ministry. And it is part of it to create distraction and make sure that you don't even have any focus. Oh, our discussions. Oh, last Sunday, and I want to bring this one up. Last Sunday, we were talking here about, what was it? The
Sunday school, addiction. Addiction, and we're talking about youth. And my little daughter got up. Why is it that you are always talking about youth, youth, youth? This thing. That is the kind of distraction. If the Bible say parents should train up the child in the way of the Lord, and the child says, no, why must you concentrate on me? And so what he's saying is that train yourself. That's rebellious attitude. Well, we're joking about it in the church here, and I just kept on, I just sat there and I was asking for mercy. These are the kind of distractions that are coming to play. And the distraction has crept into everywhere of our lives. But it's our responsibility to say, no, I will not allow it to happen. Every day from morning to night, settle distractions. So that you cannot concentrate to work out your own salvation yourself. People now copy others. People listen to others. But at the end of the day, we will appear individually, one by one. And nobody's, Jesus is not going to listen to say, oh, this didn't happen. Oh, it is the way they were doing it, that's why. No. What of yourself? The word of God is with you. You can pray. All these prayer things we are even doing. You see, those days, let me tell you, those days when they were very tough, the Christians, is because individuals had to pray and seek the Lord. Now it's congregational prayer. Things made easy. There is time, 6 o'clock, 6:30. Oh, praying army, praying this, praying that. So now people's life are tuned to those times. Once those prayers are over, they have no more time for prayer. They are waiting for their next congregation that is on program. So lives have been programmed. We programmed ourselves, and we are just shifting and drifting. Please, one thing we must take away tonight is this is an individual place. Do not be distracted. What is happening in your house? Your house is a church. Christ says he's coming to rapture. There's going to be a church for Christ to rapture. Oh, forget about what is happening. There will be a church that Christ is coming to rapture. So it is left for you to be part of that church or not. And that church can be your house. You and your children. Oh, yeah. If we don't do the right thing, then we cannot be part of the church. But there will be a church. That's why these days, don't wait for what others are saying. Oh, there is a program somewhere, and you are listening to people's discussion. Somebody is telling you, I even have double shift. I don't think I can go. And you already, you too, you are saying, they don't even start on time. Okay? They don't start this program on time. You don't even just go by 2 p.m. My brethren, we cannot afford to be distracted. That's the only thing that will keep us going at this time. There are too many things around us. And I pray that with our coming here like this, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. say books will be open. And those who are writing this record are those ones who see. Oh, the guiding agents. Do you know the kind of report your guiding agents take back? Every day. The Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. So please, let us just leave here today. Block your ears to all the distractions. Okay? And go to the Word of God. Be guided. Okay? I know my daughter was talking, the churches have missed it now. Please, don't watch what the church is doing. There are so many churches that will not be raptured. From the top to the least. They are going nowhere. They are going nowhere. And that is the truth. So, just close your eyes to them. Whatever they want to do, let them go ahead. But for you and your household, that's what Joshua said. I am my household. And as I conclude, why I'm going back to it is this. At the last day, if you are not a pastor, or what kind of this thing, a pastor will give account. If you are not a pastor, those you will give account for are those of your household. Christ is not going to ask you to give account of one kind of brethren. No. Because he has set both of you to run that race. But you and your household, whatever is going to take us, please, forget about what is going on in this nation. This same nation, there are people who are training children in this nation. There are some races in this nation, some people in this nation who are still towing the line. Go to some kind of community in this nation. You'll be amazed what is going on. The same way that you say there are laws, there are rules, there are regulations, and all those things. I will end up, they are bombing me in this Stanford. The Jews had a one kind this thing, occasion. And they were, I think they came to the hotel in Stanford here. Sometimes when we had this, our end of year prayer. Yes. And we're there. And I was telling them, just watch. Do you know that from the top, the oldest, to just like this little ones, even when you see the way they dress, you know that these ones have the spirit of God. And the way they were carrying themselves out. So we cannot afford to be distracted. We know all these signs. We are seeing them. Even if you don't want to see the signs, TV will tell you. Internet will tell you. Whether you want to see it or not, just put on your TV. Go to your internet. You'll be seeing all these things. I pray tonight, none of us will be distracted in Jesus' name. Whatever is going to take Christ to do to make sure we finish well, I pray he will do it in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We and our household, we will end well in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So when you are here, when you are in this church, don't get carried away. Day to day thing. Don't join into conversation that you know. That don't just get carried away. It is well in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Daddy. God bless you, sir. Daddy has said it all. I just want to add to what Daddy has said, that we should not add sentiments to this race we are running. Especially when we are dealing with our children, our household, members of our household. We should not add sentiments. especially those that have come out here. Daddy has said it. I don't even want to go back to that again. You can afford to be different. It's an individual race. And I know that God, when he sees the willing heart, he gives the grace. Our children will not go the wrong way in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Please let us rise and take one prayer point. The Father, may I not be distracted. Help me to be prepared for rapture in the name of Jesus. Me and my household, all the children you have given to me that I will give account for, Father, help me. The Bible said, train up a child in the way that he should go. When he departs, he will not. When he grows up, he will not depart. It is what my parents taught me. I'm still doing small today. You may think they are not hearing. They are hearing you. Except for a child of destruction, perdition. A time comes in their lives, they begin to face reality. But if we have nothing put inside of them, then it's a problem. If we are just being sentimental, oh, don't do so that you don't kill. Oh, don't do so that you don't cry. Oh, don't say so that they won't be troubled, so they won't get angry. We are joking. We are joking. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Blessed be your name for your word, O God. Father, answer us and help us not to be distracted. We don't want to go to hell. We don't want to perish. And we don't want our children to perish also. Our spouses, O God, help us to be focused. Help us to live a life that is worthy of your praise. And above all, to remember that you are coming again for us. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.